Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Deborah Wright, and she is the Substance Abuse Coordinator with Catholic Charities of Jackson, Lenawee, and Hillsdale County. And we're going to be talking about the different substance abuse programs that Catholic Charities offers. Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you.
So what kind of services does Catholic Charities offer to the communities that you're involved in?
So thank you very much for inviting us on the program, Kathy. Catholic Charities has been in the community since 1958, and we have offices in Jackson, Adrian, and Hillsdale counties. We offer a variety of programs, including counseling. That includes mental health and substance use disorders, foster care. We have adoption services, grief and loss support, child advocacy centers, Roadmap to Graduation, which I really love. It's helping homeless teenagers make sure they graduate from high school, which is a wonderful thing.
I know some people that have been fosters for those types of high school students, and they get as much gratification out of it as the students
do. Yes, it's amazing. The community support is great.
It is.
And we also have our Bridges to Recovery program, which is our substance abuse treatment program.
So I know you have offices, of course, in Jackson and Hillsdale, but the office right here in Lenawee is right in Adrian.
Yes.
And is it a call-in? Can people stop in to find out about services?
People can call. Our number is 263-2191, or they can stop in, and we're located at 199 North Broad Street right here in Adrian.
Okay. So many different things to offer. I know I looked up quite a few things on the Catholic Charities website, which was very helpful. Tell us some more, though, about the Bridges to Recovery program.
Sure. So our Bridges to Recovery program offers a range of services, sort of depending on the needs of the individual that we're seeing. Clients first have an assessment when they come in to identify their clinical needs, and then they're placed either in groups or individual services, depending on their clinical needs. We individualize treatment for each person that comes through the door, and we can connect them with wonderful services. So we have daytime groups, and we have evening groups for people that work during the day, and also therapist services in the evening and during the day. We have a great staff that operates as a team, which includes therapists, case managers, recovery coaches, and administrative staff. So if people come in and they have specific needs, they might not have birth certificates or identification, or they may need help accessing benefits that they're eligible for, the case manager is there to sort of walk them through those processes and can help them apply for benefits.
You know, that is one of the great things that we have here in our community is touch points for all the different things that people need. And it always is nice to know that there's a starting point. Catholic Charities can be one of those starting points.
Sure. We also have recovery coaches there, which is an integral part now of any substance use treatment. Recovery coaches are people who are in long-term recovery, who have kind of been there and done that.
Right.
And they understand how hard it can be, especially for people who are brand new to recovery, to sort of maneuver all the different types of meetings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to walk into a meeting the first time by yourself and say, hi, I'm here, I need help. And so
Exactly. Recovery
coaches can help with that kind of thing. They really speak the same language as people in recovery.
Well, and I think that they're understanding the fact that recovery is not necessarily a permanent thing. There's a lot of boomeranging that happens until you finally reach that final destination of being clean and sober.
Right. I mean, I think the statistics show that 4 to 6 treatment episodes is sort of standard for people who are seeking recovery.
Exactly.
And, you know, our recovery program is really based on ROSC principles, which is a recovery-oriented system of care.
Okay.
And that's sort of a national movement that's taken place for the last, 10 years or so. And ROSC is really, it's a program that states that recovery exists on a continuum of improved health and wellness, and that it emerges from hope and gratitude. And the staff at Catholic Charities really supports that notion that we're here to provide help, create hope, and care for the clients that come through our doors.
And so it's a real holistic approach. It's not just one part of the person. It's mind, body, soul even.
Exactly. And it's a family disease, addiction is.
Right.
It affects not only the person that's using, but parents and spouses and children, you know.
Right.
So everyone is affected by this disease. And, you know, along those lines, we actually just started a coffee and conversation group for families of people who are in recovery or people who are in the community who want to know more about this. It's on Wednesdays from 4 to 5:30.
Okay.
It's run by our recovery coach, and it's really open to anyone who's interested in learning more about addiction. And specifically, you know, we're hoping that families will come in and talk about stuff that's affecting them.
So if someone listening knows someone that needs help or they might need help themselves, how would they access the different programs? What's the best way to get involved?
They can call Catholic Charities at 517-263-2191, or they can stop by our office at 199 North Broad Street. We have a wonderful front office staff. They're very helpful, and they'd be happy to assist anybody that needs help.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Deborah, for joining us and sharing information about the substance abuse programs that are available through Catholic Charities here in Lenawee County.
Thank you for the invitation, Kathy.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.